Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but imagine. Listeners are hearing my voice all over the world. What an exciting advance in technology. Imagine, just by clicking a button, you could discover what the world has to say. The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the dates. And hear what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Oh, and today's show is really exciting. It is Slow Reading and Your Brain. And remember yesterday's show? How old is old? Isn't it exciting that we're living longer, but not necessarily better? The quality of life eludes so many because they don't know what to do, when to do it, or how to do it. Where are you going? What are you doing with your life? Are you contributing? You see, I write each show from scratch, but there's always a segue into it. There's always a portion of it that connects to the show, the previous show, and the show that's going to be on tomorrow, Healthy at Any Age. Through the years with Kathy, all things Kathy, the Forbidden Red Hill. And I am so excited to share with you that age 80 is the new 50. I don't know what your age is, but are you fabulous or are you feeble? What about your brain? Are you working it? Are you keeping your cognitive skills alive and sharp? Are you childlike in your attitude? I didn't say childish. I said childlike. Do you hold a good thought? Because you know, life responds to your outlook. The dreams you choose to believe in will come true. What you expect to happen, happens. And I love putting it to a test. And oh, listen to me, darlings. I was really tested these past couple of weeks, couple of months. Oh, I don't know if I told you, but our silver fox had another little accident last Saturday. It was not his fault. We drove in, we were on an errand, I don't know what we were doing, and we thought we would grab a sandwich at this new drive-in, but they didn't have indoor seating. So I turned around and I said, oh, let's finish our chores and we'll go home and eat. I turned around and I saw the curb and I stepped down. Oh. He didn't see the curb. And it was truly an honest boo-boo. His skin is like tissue. Bleeding all over the place, gushing. And what was interesting, the drive-in facility did not have a first aid emergency kit. Two young people came out with a paper towel. And I see him bleeding profusely. I said, you got to be kidding. Don't you have anything else that could stop this until we get him to a doctor? Well, one came out with a can of something. I said, I'm not going to spray that on this wound because it looked pretty deep. Well, we did have to call the ambulance. Now, I'm sure I told you this. Well, it bears repeating. And I got to sit in the front of it was a fire truck. And you want to know what? People don't move. We were coming to intersections, and I noticed that the driver... They're all young grasshoppers. I said, well, why are you slowing down? He said, because people don't respond to the honking in the horn. But anyway, here's the good news. He now has a new name, the Bionic Blinky. Any other man his age, 87, would have been in a body cast. He fell on his left side. So you know, hold up your left hand, palm toward you, your little finger, and then just trace it down the side there. He didn't break anything. He just cut his skin. 18 stitches, but they're coming out on the 31st, Halloween. And even the doctor said, of course, they did the scan, the MRI, because he did fall on his face. He's not even black and blue. And I looked at the doctor, and the doctor looked at me and said, this is really a miracle man. Anyone else would have been in a body cast or had broken gazillion bones. You see, that's a testimony. I am paying homage to his years of working out. Bill, the Silver Fox, is not, he is a medium frame, Scotch, Irish, and English, and an only child. And he wasn't this big and brawny. In fact, John William, our grandson, outweighs his grandfather and is taller than his grandfather, 14 years old, karate. And his mom, our daughter Cindy, is doing a wonderful job of raising him. But I digress. When Bill was in high school, they made fun of him because he was a slight stature. He was not the Jack LaLanne. And if all of you remember, the reason why Jack LaLanne became the icon that he did was because he was on a high-sugar diet, and he was thin, and he wasn't feeling good. And then he, of course, developed the Jack LaLanne procedure, and he passed away. And I had the good fortune of being able to speak with him on a one-on-one basis. Quite a guy. But Bill got tired of going to the beach and, you know, all these muscular guys, you know, making fun of them. Actually, when you make fun of someone else, you're describing yourself. I want you to remember that. You see, we teach people how to treat us. And he just couldn't take it anymore, so he went to the gym. Now he's an iron worker. And not only did he work out during the day, when he came home, grabbed his satchel and went to the gym. Iron workers, the Dom Perignon of the trades. What a noble profession. And you see, I was at the age of 7 and knew I didn't want to grow old. Well, we'll talk about that later. I, at the age of 11, was studying classical ballet on scholarship, and at the age of 12, I was touring with a ballet ensemble. I don't know how to start my day without exercise, and I could only take a couple of days off because my body is screaming and streaming. You know, come on. You got to move that body. You got to move the body and the brain. Because if they wear out, where are you going to live? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You want to write to me? Oh, I love to get letters. I love doing love letters with Frank DeMarco, Clark Weber, and Bert Notaris. P.O. Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Now get your pen and pad out. I have one website, but I have two addresses. One is Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. No, .com. No. I gave you my email. I'm giving you a website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And then the other is relatively easy to remember, simply ageless.net. And then I'll tell you about Virtual Portal later on in the show. I have a little problem with self-promotion. And I found this incredible technology that will do it for me. Click of a button, the world will hear. Through the years, all things Kathy, the Forbidden Red Hill. Now, when you're on the sites, click on all of the buttons. Oh, by the way, my cover story has 29 pages to it. I have a new computer, Windows 7, and I'm getting acquainted with it. It's a learning curve. Was I a little bit iffy about it? Of course I was. I had my old Gabrielle for 12, 13 years. Oh, she was really ancient. And once you've learned it, it is a no-brainer. I just love it. I just love it. Now, go to video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original presentation. Our bags are packed. Roger Plummer. A couch potato. Oh, what a voice. What a voice. And of course I do Shakespeare. Oh, some of the sonnets. This lively, innovative performance combines popular music and classic literature that immediately engages the audience. Roger's beautiful singing of great soul songs blends seamlessly with Kathy's passionate recitation of the poems and plays of William Shakespeare. Well, they're actually sonnets. Shall I compare the two to some extent? You've got to. Now, our bags are packed. Now, I have to admit that the video is about 17 minutes long, but if you want one that's only 4 minutes, I shall be delighted to send it to you. No cost. And we'd love to entertain. By the way, you do know that I'm available for a plethora of topics. From the world of fashion, haute couture, to are you afraid of aging? What is your bucket list? Are you going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Or we could do workshops on the elixir of youth, secrets of a spring chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon, and all of you other experts that I truly admire. But I have decades on you. I have discovered the secrets, techniques, and methods that are going to keep you looking younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right this very minute. No costly surgery, no costly equipment, and the techniques are all natural. You're going to learn how to acupress your body with the pads of your fingers. Yeah, how about that? And the beauty is they go with you wherever you go. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And the book is free. All you have to do is get in touch with me to let me know what show you listen to and what really grabbed you. What do you have to share with the world? You see, there are no do-overs. Nope, this is it right now. Listening to someone else, you're living your life through them. Now, it's great to have role models. You see, I didn't have any when I was growing up. I was chosen. I took quantum leaps, and I didn't know it. And I want you to know at times it was kind of scary because I really didn't know what was going on. However, I persevered. I stayed with it. I studied while everyone else was gallivanting. I was in the library. I was attending conferences. I was attending workshops. No, I don't have an MD or PhD after my name. And you know, if I did, I would be a gazillionaire. And I want to remind you that I don't know what your health condition is. You got to keep the body healthy. You got to keep that blood circulation going. How on earth is the brain going to get any oxygen if there isn't any circulation there? Is your blood like sludge? If you wear out your body, where are you going to live? Yeah, I know you could get a heart transplant, but you want to take care of your own seeds that are within your body. So it all goes back to choices, 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 choices. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And click on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, simply ageless.net. And maybe, you know what? Just maybe you will get an aha. Aha. Oh, and I have to say, well, before I go into that, okay, go to the books. And click on the ebook, and there's a chapter on, I think it's secret number 4, Architects of Our Body. Yeah, you're the Michelangelo, you're the Jack LaLanne, and all your choices. Can you think out of the box? Nah. The older you get, nah, most can't. You see, this is the way we did it when I was growing up. I don't want to hear it, and I won't even listen to it. That book is nonfiction. Now go to Choices, introduced by Kathy Watson. A tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice choice challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. It's a book that you have to have alongside of you. I'm not without it. There are 14 of us who bared our soul to share with you the abyss we had to go through, the trials and the tribulations, and know that you're not alone. You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Are you competing? Are you living your life by competing and comparing? It won't work. And the ages are 30 into 80. Incredible stories. It's available in soft and hard copy, ebook, Kindle. And if you want a discount, you could call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be happy. However, you'll get your discount, but you pay for the book and shipping and handling. Otherwise, log on Amazon.com, Author House and Barnes and Noble. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. Tom Patrick and I wrote that, my trip to Africa. Oh, I would go back in a heartbeat. Now that book is part fiction, and there is a part that's really true. You won't be able to put the book down. You'll read it in one setting. It's available at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. Now, while I'm on the subject of Tom Patrick, his book, The Second Coming, came out in July, and it is about the second coming of Christ. It did happen. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins when his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan temple matches the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. He meets three others who felt their own destinies are tied to his discovery. And he called me yesterday, Hollywood. It has made the Book of the Mother Club in Hollywood. This is going to be a movie. You will not be able to put it down. It just embraces you. Now, this is fiction. This is fiction. We have 100 great ways to improve your life. Do you want to be a contributing author? I'll work with you. I'll put together a plethora of, just about 20. And we'll really make it diverse. And you could say that you're a published author. That's what they did when I decided to do Choices. It was going to be just about me. And I thought, oh, geez, how boring. No, I'm going to open it to others who really want to tell their story, but they don't want to write a whole book. And it was magic. Talk about a learning curve. Oh, man, it truly was. But I would do it in a heartbeat. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net. And, of course, you could call me at 847-882-8717. And I shall be delighted to guide you. And perhaps you have. You see, I don't know. Perhaps you have a dream that's still there in your heart. And, you know, we were raised as children. What did our parents know? It's all about choices. Did you wake up this morning and take a nice big cat stretch? And did you plan your day with joy in your heart? Or were you, egads, I don't believe it's morning. Were you in joy, gratitude, or were you just a grump? Toxic negative thinking. Well, I want to see you being very powerful positively and energized. And slow reading is going to help you do that. Energize your brain. We're on overload. I think it's the Europeans who said we're nuts. Americans are just insane. Where are you going? I got to be this. I got to do this. And now the holidays are coming? Doesn't faze me at all. I never truly did stress myself out with the holidays. I don't know why. I just didn't. If I felt like entertaining, I entertain. If I don't, I don't. And I don't have to explain it to anyone. But what's dancing in your heart right now? And then I'd love for you to call in to tell me how many books you're reading. I read about 3 a month. And you want to know what? That's when I get my ahas. When I take my brain away from the workout regime and everything else that I do that I truly love in theater and performing arts. That's when I get my ahas. And you know, you won't believe this, but trust me, it's true. Tom writes his books, Lucid Dreaming. He gets the idea while he's dreaming. Then he gets up and starts to write the book. The second coming. The second of coming of Christ did happen. Get the book. Get the heart of the lion. Get choices. And know that the ebook is yours free. Free, free, free. All you have to do is call me. It could be right now, 347-637-3789. Or call me after the show, 847-882-8717. By the way, I do not answer any caller ID that is doesn't unknown. I won't do that. Or why don't you email me and give me your telephone number and I'll call you. Now, this is a call to action. Wouldn't you like to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Hey, how great would that be? It's a 10-week intro. The show is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of my sponsors as partners. It's a learning curve for you. It's getting your message out, out in the universe, the world, the world, the world, the world will hear you. 10-week introductory offer. I work with you on your commercial, and then you get to co-host a show. Now, here's the learning curve. We know that radio is a powerful tool in communication, reaching out with frequency. But did you know it's a powerful marketing tool? Because you're going to email the whole world and tell them that you co-hosted a show with me. Yeah, and I do know what I'm doing, and I love it. You see, if you were to go to a recording station and say, I would like to record my commercial or a half-hour show, you're looking at thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But this is how I give back. And then you're with a dom perignon of talk show hosts and topics. Because each day it's different. Each show is different. But I may allude or segue in because there is a continuing thread that keeps us all together. So call me at 847-882-8717 and let's see if this is for you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Ironworkers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contracts through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Ironworkers/impact. To learn more, www.impact-net.org. Let me give that to you one more time. www.impact-net.org. And remember, Ironworkers are offering a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. And you automatically are connected with the power of impact. The liaison between the construction trades and the contractors. Bridging the gap. Bridging the future. And you could be part of it. Log on impact-net.org. Worked out today. Man, I was hot. I was powerful. I worked out with weights. Then I went on my elliptical. Now imagine I'm at elevation 11 and level 1, but the elevation at 11, and I'm pedaling backward, and I let go, and I clap my hands in front and in back, then up over the top of my head and the back. And then for true balance, do the pray pose. Just put your hands together as though you're praying and continue pedaling. And then my hands go up where I do a whole minute or two of tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen, amen. And I'm not holding on, and I'm still keeping up my elliptical. the body and the brain don't age. We do. And I want to tell you something. You better slow down. And where I think that our technology is awesome, and I support it, me thinks that our young children are losing the essence of being children. They're being forced, coerced into take this lesson, take that lesson. You've got to achieve. Well, moms and dads, don't live vicariously through them. Let them be children. Let them grow. Guide them. Be a role model, but let them be children. Something on television the other last evening. I can't believe it. It was a little football game. 6-7-year-olds. The parents were fighting with each other. I would not allow parents. I would only allow ages, whatever they are, to come and sit. It's to learn to be. Don't grumble and complain because, wait, what is it is? Oh, you take a lesson from the winners in competition because it reveals your character when you lose. When you lose, what happens to you? Do you go ballistic? Do you absolutely remember to always embrace the attitude of a winner when you lose? Because competition doesn't build character, it reveals it. I had to extrapolate all of this. Now, I have no notes in front of me. This is all from my brain power. I had to extrapolate that from my 10 to 12 minute monologue, Shakespeare, so on and so forth. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Is that one of you? How old are you? What season are you in? And are you just letting your brain atrophy? I do wonder. Mine ain't gonna. I won't let it happen to the silver fox either. Constant conversation with laughter. Laughter has no meaning. Kids laugh if you go boo. They're rolling on the floor. Not the very serious senior. Oh, my goodness. Don't have time for that. Oh, you are so. You're not in my life. I have to tell you, I did attend one. I left. You see, in my mind, I'm 30. Because when I was growing up, that's all I ever heard. Oh, Katitsa, you're so young. Oh, Katitsa, you're so young. You're so young. You're so young. I believe it. And I keep telling myself. You do the tapping? Okay, come on. I'm going to help you here. How old is old? Right now, tap your head 3 times. And whatever affirmation you want, then to the forehead, the cheek area, the chin, and behind the ears 3 times. Reprogram your brain. It can be done. I do it all the time. And when I'm on the elliptical and I do have my subliminal tape on, I am thinking of how great it is to be alive. And why worry about tomorrow? Why on earth worry about tomorrow? You know, I told you I'm reading a book. I read. And this is Dean Koontz. Man, he really writes good stuff. But there was something when I got the aha. And it says here, be happy. What are you waiting for? And why are you despairing over it? Despair is a foolish squandering of precious time. And give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Now, how anal is it is to worry about something? I released it. Listen, I'm telling you, I was really challenged. I kid you not, darlings, I was really challenged. Oh, it had to do with business. It had to do with, what am I going to do on my journey? What am I going to bring to everyone? And I said, okay, why don't you follow your own advice? Let it go. I have a sign that says, good morning, this is God. I will be handling all your problems today. I will not need your help, so relax and have a great day. And I put in a new word. So relax and make it a great day. Worry, worry, worry. Compete, compare. Why? It's old habits, isn't it? It's what we were raised with. Well, I'm not going to go into that because that is another show. So today's workout was great. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. Did you see on television, I happened to notice it last evening, a 96-year-old gal, I think she's in, I don't know, is she from the States or Europe? Did any of you watch her? Who does yoga? She teaches about 6 times a week, drives her own car, lives alone, does her shopping. She's as sharp as a tack. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. It's not an excuse. I don't care if you have to use a cane. Make it work for you. Be the best you could possibly be. Now, Hall for the States, the 2009 Gold Medal Award for Excellence. And Rika Kuff does an incredible job. You could log on heparks.com. org and read all about them. Isn't it time for you to get off your butts? Sure it is. It is time for you to stop procrastinating. And you know the holidays are coming. Oh, I just love it because on January 1st, I will say, I'll give you 72 hours. Why even bother? You're not going to do it. The Japanese have a brilliant philosophy. Keep it simple and take one baby step at a time. And stay with it until it just becomes habit. Because you know, and I know, you ain't going to do it. And slow reading may be your very first baby step to get away from all of this electronic overload. And I really think our kids, who are our future, are missing out on the joy of being a child. Mom and dad, grandparents, don't live vicariously through them. You had your chance. Let them live their life. Not too far from April, Tax Day. You need some help? ahtax@ameritech.net. I don't know about any of you, but looks do matter. Oh, yeah. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. I think it is secret number 7, page 42. I share with you my secret for distressing my face. No one would ever dream that I ever saw that I spent a minute in the sunlight. I was an avid sunbather. In the 50s, who knew? God, the first sunny day we were at the dunes all burning our skin. And then one day I went, aha, what are you going to do about that? Well, I got in touch with a company that I've been with for 40 years. And you have to heal the skin on the inside. Then it will start to show on the outside. And I did that. So I was delighted when I got this catalog from the Institute for Vibrant Living at a recent medical conference. A Harvard researcher stepped up to the podium and proceeded to stun the audience. 30 years of aging could be reversed in 4 weeks, he told them. And what he told them will transform your life like nothing you have ever been told. From the Harvard School of Public Health, compelling evidence from the Oxford University research could save your life. So log on, Vibrant Living. Let me see. Yeah. And see if this works for you. You don't have to be a grump. You don't have to look your age, unless you choose to. You know, no one's going to care, because they just want to know, well, how you think they look. How about that? Stress, toxicity, trauma, they're all leading factors in not only premature aging, but death. Oh, yes, death. You see, anger releases toxins into the body, but I have the good fortune to know how to neutralize the free radical damage. And when you go on my website, there's no airbrushing, no nothing. My pleasure. Now, I want you to log on www.revivalabs.com, RevivaLabs.com. I've been with them for 40 years. We're closing down the end of the month. Are you going to have more months than money? Remember I talked to you about a home-based business? Okay. If you truly want to see if you resonate with home-based businesses, I'd be delighted to take time out of my life to guide you through it and see if it's for you. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. Will it be you? Let's talk. 847-882-8717. Do you know what I have defrosting in my kitchen? Clam chowder. I am telling you, the most incredible gift I ever got was a gift of lobster, crab cakes, filet mignon, clam chowder, and lava cakes. Log on to lobstergram.com. Fresh, fantastic, unforgettable. And they've been in business since 1987. And Dan Zawecki, he is the lobster man. Fresh from our shore to your door. During the last 27 years, these have been the words we live by and constantly strive to perfect. Oh, it is. If any of you want to send me a gift, they've been in business of 27 years and affordable. Log on to lobstergram.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now remember, tomorrow I'll be on at 6:30 in the morning, and we're going to talk about healthy at any age. America devalues age more than any other country in the world. You've heard me say that a gazillion times. Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on kathywatsonspeaks.com, simplyageless.net. And then I want you to take this website, Kathy, simplyageless.net, yourvirtualportal.net. I need an agent. You know, self-promotion is kind of iffy, and I'm really not comfortable. What am I going to say? Hey, read my cover story. It's only 29 pages long. I do. I acknowledge me. I wanted a nice representative. And I found it in Virtual Portal because all I do, and there's a small fee for the year, but they do it all. They created my website. Oh, you'll see one-on-one with Kathy, and no, it's not a twin. It is one-on-one with Kathy. You see, I believe that choices define who you are, what you are, and where you are, and your voice. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? How long would you listen to me if this is how I sounded on the air? As we grow older, we begin to slur our words. It's not loose dentures. It's a lazy tongue. And it's all in the book. And I will come out and do workshops 2 days. 4 hours each day. No long 8 hours. You're on unbelievable overload because I have so much to share with you to help you design your life your way. Through the years, all things Kathy. I'm Chicago bred and born, devotee of challenges, drama, intrigue, multimedia, radio, TV, performing artist, exercise evangelist, author, speaker, a dynamic diva without boundaries. If the French can make humanitarianism romantic, then I can make aging glamorous and stylish in America. And one of the ways that you could remain young. Remember now, 80 is the new 50. Turn off your cell phone. There is only so much time that I will give to the computer. You see, time, this time that I'm giving you an hour of my life. I could be out running, I could be swimming, I could be doing anything. But I chose to give you an hour of my life to help you improve the quality of your life. Now, of course, I want you to listen to my show. How on earth are you going to learn or move higher on the path of life? But after the show, now remember, the first hour is the rudder of the day. After this show, choose your own time. Shut everything off that's electronic. Your cell phone, your iPod, your TV, your radio. I want you to get away from the pinging electronic devices and read. Yeah. I said read in silence. Oh, your brain will love you. Slow reading can help your brain and cut stress. When I'm reading my book, which is fiction, I mean, I'm living the part of it. And I told you, I just read that despair is a total waste of your time. And your time is life. Are you following me on the site? Breaking news from New Zealand. Members of a book club arrive at a cafe, grab a drink, and shut off the cell phones and read in silence. The point isn't to talk about literature, but to get away from electronic overload. Slow reading advocates seek to return to the focused reading habits of years gone by, before Google, smartphones, and social media fracturing our time. They're taking they're taking our life away from us because you're giving them time, your time, and fracturing our attention spans. Slow reading improves the ability to concentrate, reduces stress levels, and deepens the ability to think, listen, and empathize. The benefits of reading from an early age through late adulthood have been documented by researchers. A study of 300 elderly people published by the journal Neurology last year showed that regular engagement in mentally challenging activities, including reading, slowed rates of memory loss in participants in later years. Many of the people that embraced the slow reading, they did it after realizing they couldn't make it through a book anymore. I will only spend so much time on the computer. No, I will not. I did print out my ebook. You know, do what you're comfortable with. But I have Justin print out everything for me, and then I read it. You see, the Silver Fox and I decided that when he retired, that at 6 o'clock at night, that was our time. Anything that had to be done would be during the day. During the day. And after 6, I very rarely pick up the phone, because I have caller ID. I may read for a while he's watching his favorite news show. We lose the ability to concentrate, don't we? Why do you think I let go of the handles on the elliptical and do all of the ballet movements while I am pedaling backward, elevation 11 and level 1. That means the strength. I don't want it to be 6 or 7. Because I finish up the whole thing by climbing 5 flights of stairs and 3 flights without holding on. The slow readers list numerous benefits to a regular reading habit, saying it improves their ability to concentrate, reduces stress levels, and deepens their ability to think, listen. The movement echoes a resurgent in other old-fashioned, time-consuming pursuits that offset the ever-faster pace of life, such as cooking the slow food way or knitting by hand. And this test was done, this is so exciting, across the world. Once a week, members of a Wellington, New Zealand book club arrive at a cafe. They don't even talk. They grab a drink, shut off their cell phones, then they sink into cozy chairs and read in silence for an hour. The brain. You see, the body and brain, your work, they go into repair 2 hours into sleep. This is why sleep is so, so important. It is so very important. Because when you get adequate sleep, the body and the brain talk to each other. You're going to wake up refreshed and save your brain. Didn't you see the documentary not too long ago about people falling asleep at the wheel? You're wearing out your brain. And if you wear out your brain, you wear out your body. Let me ask you, where are you going to live? No, it's your job. It's no one else's. Why would you live your life according to someone else? It doesn't make any sense. Not to me, it doesn't. I challenge the silver fox to read love letters with me. He becomes Andy, and I'm Melissa. I encourage him to read a, when he gives me the paper and says, oh, here, Kathy, you have to read this. I say, you read it to me. We help each other. And if sometimes he will see me just a little slumpy, maybe I'm a little, he'll say, Kath, and he'll push his shoulders back. The body and the brain do not age. They could be forever young. It's by your choice. Can an 80-something high-energy, dauntless, dynamic diva make aging glamorous? I refuse to take glamour out of aging. And Amatica, knowing Amatica loves playing the youth card. I'm going to give you my mission again. Oh, I did knit by hand. Actually, I crocheted. I needed, you know, the big stuff to do. But I challenge you to memorize Shakespeare's sonnets like I did. And I memorized all of the telephone numbers. Mark Twain coined it so beautifully. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. But I want to redefine the perception of aging in America right now. Not only America, but across. You know, I'm a speaker on international cruise ships. And I love it when they invite me to come on board. And I could talk about, hello, pick up the mirror. And say hi there to the person that's making all of the decisions in your life that will lead you down the yellow brick road to looking and feeling fabulous or looking and feeling feeble. It's a choice. It's all your choices, choices, choices. I've been thinking about the pandemic youth craze enveloping America. It's like a stranglehold. Americans can't seem to let go. What's the obsession? We all know youth is a marvelous time, experimenting trials and tribulations, dealing with dancing hormones, but don't you think it's time to think out of the box? To recognize men and women who've made remarkable contributions to life and still are, plus paving the way for aspiring entrepreneurs. Age 80 is the new 50. Hallelujah. Okay, say, why, I ask, when you're over 50, you're invisible, extinct. Are marketeers so linear that they can't see the bigger picture? Come on, we're living longer. Egad, 77 million boomers. I won't grow up. I won't grow up. 80 million plus over 65, more than ages 25 to 45, with disposable discretionary income and willing to spend it in their best interest. But where in the market's place are their best interests? I sure don't know. Oh, there are all kinds of ads. I love alternative medicine. I just love it. Hello, is it me? I'm not hearing protests from my peers, so I'll go it alone. I refuse to be invisible or extinct. Move over, Bernard Kouchner, 60-something, high-energy French foreign minister who made humanitarianism a role of math. Leave it to the French. I love it. Smile. This is a marvelous segue to engage you, captivate you into embracing. It's your life. How old are you? Will you take time out of your busy schedule to just sit and do nothing? Absolutely nothing. You see, I've been fortunate to experience life with naivete combined with intelligent, creative, visionary, and futuristic insights. It's been confirmed. The dynamic, vibrant 80 is now the new 50. I want to redefine the new aging paradigm. In aging, you can be sensationally glamorous, 80 and beyond. Until tomorrow morning at 6:30, health at any age. Remember to always be in your best elements. Be happy. Au revoir.